Yo, 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 you already know who it is. Price, Rob, Visky, Bruh, Me Goes Podcast. And we are gathered here today in a sea of somewhat mourning. One of our brother's teams is going to the great vacation on the beach. And we're talking about Jarvis and his Lakers. And we definitely have to talk about that today. Along with, thank you, Greg Popovich. So many years of great coaching for the Spurs. I'm glad that you're stepping down. I'm glad that you're going to enjoy the rest of your life. It's time that you did something other than coach. We have to talk about how high-ass Bam and Tyler Hero are. It's about time that we go ahead and come to this consensus because Jimmy was asking for help and they still really aren't help. We got to talk where Giannis might land and so much more today. Bruh Migos Podcast. What we got to do, Rob?
Hit the music. Hit the music.
Rob. What up, Visky?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to start the show. Thank you to Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich, a great coach in the NBA. I made a list I like to think of as my basketball, Mount Rushmore coaching. Pop, Pat Riley, Phil, Red Auerbacher. Pop has to be up there. One of the most winning coaches, 5 championships. He's done it decades of consistency. Now, because of health issues, he has to call it quits. And Rob, I'm not totally upset with him having to call this quits. I think that it's time now, guys. What do you guys need? Do you think that he waited a little bit too long? We can start with you first, Rob.
Yeah, man. No, he went out on his own terms. One, the biggest, I would say, unfair thing about this is that he basically doesn't get to coach Wemby any longer. Like the thing about like this really just like, hey, you got this. Even though he's had, you know, number one picks before, he's had great talent before. It's like, this is the time, this is the guy that is a unicorn, so to speak. And you're not even able to coach him any longer. That's one of the big things. The other thing that I thought about was that, you know, he was married for 42 years. His wife passed away. And it's kind of hard, like seeing somebody that like, hey, that you've been with for forever. I've seen it personally, that basically somebody that's been married for forever, basically lose their spouse and then now having to pick up from pieces and really just seeing them deteriorate in front of everyone. And it's really more, it's like, hey, he's had a broken heart. Now his body is really breaking down. And that's the real sad thing, just to kind of bring everything, into perspective. But I'm glad that he's still able to be the president, be still with the Spurs organization, still be around those guys. You saw like with Draymond and how he basically felt. If you guys haven't seen it, go ahead and watch the video of him talking about it. He was trying to, you know, keep it together. But yeah, man, it sucks to see, man. Like it sucks that it's happening that way. But I'm glad, you know, he gets to retire in peace, you know, so to speak, and become the president and basically still be around basketball.
Jarvis, San Antonio native, what do you think?
Well, I know it was a very somber and sad moment in the San Antonio city when everybody heard. And granted, you know, Pop, I think it was time, you know. I think Pop was going to just coach. I think he was going to coach till he was gone if he could. Mm-hmm. I just think he liked the distraction and everything. But we're in the era of basketball, and Pop gave us hell of a run, you know, and all his years of making the playoffs, 5 chips, you know. And I just think at some point, you got to pass the reins. And I think with the new generation, it was time for Pop to just go off with the other legends, you know, and don't work yourself to death and just enjoy basketball from the president's point of view. I feel like that'll be better, less stress on his body and everything, and that he could just chill and relax and not have to be always in the heat of the moment on the sideline. So I like the move as president.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that's a great place for Pop. Still there, but not there on the daily. Give him a rest. Let him be the great mind that he is. Something that he can, you know, excel at without being so in there. And I hope that he stays there till if he wants to walk away, let him walk away as president. Just let him do his thing. Let Pop stay out the way right now. He doesn't need to be out there running his heart rate up, coaching, yelling, doing all of that. Let him be where he is. And I think Greg Popovich, salute to you going up. I think years ago they probably could have had him as a president and he would have been fine with that. But so many generations of just coaching and making it, I appreciate what he was. Now, moving on. Before I talk about two players being cheeks, I must read the eulogy of one Lakers organization.
May my Lakers season rest in peace.
You know, there was a person on this podcast who's also likes to recite Shannon Sharp-ish type nursery rhymes. Don't look around. There's no owls up in here, only you. And he would say how the Lakers were gonna win in five. Wasn't that right, Ron?
I remember that quite vividly, you know, like a lot of nursery rhymes, Lakers in five. Like, it was a lot of shit.
Yeah. So you know, Rob, me being me, I'm a little bit of a poet my damn self.
Oh,
getting my Shakespearean touring writer on every now and then, Rob.
My guy, go ahead.
So you here goes a few lines, you know, that I came up with. Vacation, staycation, bring them a PlayStation, Lakers gone in five. I told him Ant-Man, Superman, I know who not the man, Lakers going home in five.
Do you see the beatings I have to take on a day-to-day basis?
I told him James Bond, Gold Bond, see him later on the pond. Lakers going home in five.
Dagger after dagger.
And I told him Laker goats, Quaker oats, somebody get their coat. Lakers going out of there in five. And see, this was just around game four. And see, I doubled down on him after it happened, Ron. I doubled down. I told him, Fantasy Island, Gilligan's Island. I know who headed next to an island. Lakers on the beach in five.
Stop. He's already dead.
And then I told him, French bread, French toast. Rudy said he wanted it the most. Lakers on vacation in five.
Boy, invoked a French man that almost killed the world. Oh, my God.
I told him, Leaning Tower. Eiffel Tower, Rudy said he got the power. Lakers staying home in the fight. And then, last but not least, I said Christopher Reeves, Austin Reeves. Damn, that boy was heaving threes. Lakers staying home in fight. See, sometimes, Rob, you gotta let people know. Sometimes you just gotta let them know. Whenever the Lakers is staying home, bro. Sometimes you just gotta let them know.
See, Jarvis, I mean, season acquisition ain't paying. You know, like,
oh, it didn't.
We didn't have no time to jail to get the championship caliber. You know, it happens. It happens.
You mean Mr. Ole defense didn't really shut anything down, and didn't you?
You know, we had that flop with the Williams trade. You know, that flopped. You know, so we gonna come back next year. We gonna get a legit big man to plug in. And it's gonna take off.
Does this big man exist right now? Like, is this big man in the courtroom right now with us? Like, what are we talking about here?
Somebody gonna want to come to LA and plug in that spot right there.
Well, if y'all in the audience, are you that somebody? Let us know in the comments, because I don't think that somebody is gonna basically be. And I don't want to be a Leo right here, but I'm just trying to figure out: are you that somebody? Because I don't see it.
DeAndre Jordan might want to come over. You never know.
DeAndre Jordan wouldn't matter because he can't shoot.
How many years have DeAndre Jordan been in the league?
And
how many decades has that motherfucker been in the league?
Plug and play
what? That motherfucker has been... look, all right, okay. You dream. I'm not gonna harp on your dream. I'll let the dreamers dream. But
see,
bro,
I got on the Progresso bucket hat for our vacation.
That motherfucker's 17 years in.
For the funeral mode. So, you know, I'm going to just soak, you know. But I'm not going to be soaking for long. We're going to get it right. My Lakers coming back. Don't you worry. LeBron gonna figure out the way.
Oh, you gonna figure out the way?
He gonna figure
out. I hope he do. And I hope he figure out a path out in the first round again, too, just like he did this year. Just another path right on out in the first round to his house.
And it sucks as a Lakers fan because everybody just wants LeBron to fail, and it's like, I'm affecting my Lakers.
True.
You know, I'm a Lakers fan, you know. And, you know, and I just feel like LeBron haters is just because they want him to fail. It's just, you know, putting the hard time on my Lakers in general, you know.
Absolutely untrue. It's really just more funny. Y'all went all in on that trade, and y'all basically were like, we won that trade. We won. Hey, y'all, boy, Nico and motherfucking witness protection down there, even though that motherfucker keep breaking himself out of witness protection to talk about defense win championships and then go back into witness protection. But it's still the fact of the matter of y'all basically been talking about how this trade was going to be the one. This is going to basically bring y'all to title town. Bring you basically, now y'all gonna basically get tied up with the Celtics and surpass them in NBA championship. And that shit sunk like the Titanic, and there is no submersible to go down and see it.
Like the Titanic, probably faster than the Titanic, bro. Probably faster than the Titanic. First round exit, getting out of him.
Just
they ain't
gone.
Had time to let the band play like they did on the Titanic.
Nah, it's a motherfucker with a violin, just waterlogged.
We bring championships. We you know, there's a reason we don't hang conference championship banners, you know, like Kobe said.
Maybe you should.
But y'all did hang a play-in championship banner. Wow. So we not going to talk about that.
LeBron was there and wanted it probably. Look, we gonna get a championship team together because that's what we do. You understand?
Are y'all going to be able to play with said championship team? Is that championship team going to stay in L.A. and play actually in the crib?
What? Of course.
Mm-mm. Is that championship team going to have Lakers colors on? Like, I'm just saying, dog. I think this is...
The Clippers is going to be champions? That's what you're trying to say?
I'm saying y'all might just have the California 6A championships, and that's going to be the championship team that's going to be up in there. Right. Maybe even the NCAA. Well, I mean, they're always trying to go...
Win the championship, okay?
I wasn't talking about the Clippers. I'm just talking about whoever else. Like,
anybody else could win one of them.
I put the big three in there as far as the championship winning team. I mean, the finals might, or the big three might be in there. I'm just saying, what championship team are you talking about? Like, what? I don't know if it's going to be NBA related. I don't know if there's going to be a motherfucker with Jerry West on the logo is going to be on the middle of the court. That's why I'm just trying to figure that part out. I'm just trying to get some clarification for the people.
You two haters, you understand one thing. When that purple and gold crank up and we win number 18, I want y'all to remember this moment. Remember this moment. Y'all get it in. Let me just tell you. No. I understand, you know, what it's like not being able to celebrate your team winning almost 20 championships, you know. Like, you know, y'all over there, you know. The haterade comes through. You know, when you've been so good for so long, I expect, you know.
Is that right?
All I'm going to say is, Rob, you may have something going with this. Do we really want to have the annual LeBron conversation? I don't know.
See,
but I'll tell you this.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you this. If we are going to have this conversation, I think he should just go play with Curry. At this point in his career, he might as well go play with Curry.
I don't want Draymond, so don't send him over here.
They might get Jimmy.
Yeah, what if you got Jimmy to go with Luka?
Let's talk. You know what? I think we want to have this conversation because we just stumbled upon something. So let's say we do have this conversation, and let's say Jimmy Butler for LeBron James. Offensive talent, two-way player, somebody that could be a ball distributor. You know, Luka doesn't have to do it all the time. He can play off the ball. A lot of things can go in favor. I mean,
I'm not against it. No.
Yeah. With Jimmy there, he takes one of the damn traffic cones off the floor. Y'all has somebody that can actually defend.
I'm not against Jimmy. You know, hey, Luka and Jimmy, there's
going to
be a problem in the back.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's the possibility is there. But the reason why I wanted to ask the question of, do we really need to have this conversation right now, is because LeBron is on his Brett Favre shit, which I don't know if I want to play again. I don't know. And this shit happens every year because LeBron has been doing this 2+1, and basically it's like he could opt out of his contract and basically say, like, I'm a free agent. Now he's going to get some more money. It always happens like this. It's formulaic. It's LeBron says, oh, maybe. And then they're like, okay, $10 more million a year. And it's the same deal, same everything. But it's like, do we really want to have this with LeBron James in year 22, which is, I think is about to be year 23. And so like that's, which would be odd and basically make it like a Jordan number. But I thought about like there's a correlation between this and like with Luka's situation in Dallas, which is here's this player that's making all this money that's leaving this team in a bit of a flux, so to speak, because you basically got a huge max contract that's on your books with a player that is great, but somebody that is more of a financial black hole because you only could do so much. And when you're a team like the Lakers and most teams, to be real, there are more consumers than they are farmers, which meaning they're better at taking in, getting in players, getting in consumables than actually growing the crops themselves and developing. Granted, y'all did Austin Reeves, kudos. But it's still to the point of like, y'all don't really do it for the whole team, like a Heat, for example. That basically takes nothing, shapes it up, makes it something. Or in the case of Jimmy Butler, takes something, shape it up, make it even better. So, I mean, it's kind of where they want to be. And the fact of the matter of you have Luka. Luka is able to opt out, but he also is able to get a max deal. Or possibly a max deal. And so what do you want to do? How much do you want to hamstring your team? And basically what you can do, especially when you seemingly don't know how to go out and get talent to basically build out your roster. So it's like, what do they want to do? How are they going to be able to do this? And are they basically going to send them to the Warriors? Because I wouldn't be against it. I don't know who would. Because we all saw the fucking Olympics. That shit was fire. And have the two Akron boys, because they both were born in the same hospital, have them basically go out there and be in Golden State. I'm not against it. I'm just trying to say, are we ready to have that conversation?
I'm definitely for it. So if that's something they want to do, I just don't know with Jimmy for it. That'll be my only thing. You know, his flip-flop in mind.
I think he would. I think he would be for it because he doesn't lose anything. I mean, he goes from Golden State to LA. He goes to a bigger market. He plays with a younger player that is an all NBA talent. And then basically he's the central piece for Golden State because they have Steph Curry. Like if basically Jimmy can basically have a all NBA player that is better than him, that he can basically be alongside of. And then you have, say, the Austin Reeves of the world, the Dalton Connects, the Jared Vanderbilts, if he's still going to be on the team. All these different players that, you know, paid dividends to the team. Rui Hachimura. Like, I think you can basically be like, this is a good roster.
We need a better second.
That'd be the thing. Yeah, y'all
so,
need depth.
Yeah. So let's say this.
Who can score right
now? Yeah, sure don't. But let's talk facts on it. I think the Lakers need LeBron to leave to do this, and they need to rebuild. Let's talk facts. LeBron left the Cavs in a mess. He called for who he wanted, when he wanted, and then the Cavs were left in a mess. Okay? Mm-hmm. We got Kevin Love. We got Kyrie. Kyrie leaves before LeBron can leave. He leaves you with all the Kevin Love. He leaves you with all of these other players that weren't ready to play and be something. So LeBron left one team debilitated. Luckily, they were able to draft and make moves and now have a really good playoff team, which I got the Cavs beating the Pacers. Miami, if it wasn't for Pat Riley's spears, like heading the spear on this one, they would have been left super debilitated. He gets up off of Wade. Bosh retires because of medical injuries. He's able to draft, pull some pieces. Bam, Tyler winds up getting Jimmy for a point in time. He put a team back together. LeBron will leave your team drained if you allow him to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying right now is the time where he needs to move. I would move him. I would personally move him right now. And the reason I'm moving him is you can tell me all of that. He's still one of the greatest players, blah, blah, blah. But for how much longer?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
we rolling the dice every time he go out there. Now all of a sudden there's a thing saying that he done sprained his MCL. Okay, so let's say that's the truth. LeBron wasn't injury prone until he got to LA. What is he in LA? His later years. Groin injury. Now we got an MCL. So what are we looking at? A guy who's older. He's breaking down now. Give him his wish. Give him his wish. LeBron, I want to try to see if they'll facilitate you for Jimmy. You can go play with Steph till you content. Okay? You can handle the ball and you'll have a shooter and y'all can go do whatever and let y'all play this out. And maybe y'all attract enough people over there that y'all put together a playoff team. You never know. You might make a run at the title. You never know. But it'll give you what you want on your way going out. Okay? But as far as the Laker franchise, if I'm the Lakers, if I'm the Buss family, LeBron, I got to move you. I got to get somebody in here to put with Luka. Is it Jimmy? I don't know who it's going to be, but my move has to be now. Because I want to maintain the superstar that I got. And I need to get somebody else in here. Because like you said, Rob, outside of Austin Reeves, how many other prospects have they really grown? Maybe a few other guys, past history. Some of you guys, let us know in the conversation if we're looking over somebody. But the Lakers have been more pillagers of teams than what they actually, well, Magic. They drafted Magic. But the Lakers have done way more pillaging of teams than what they've done actually growing. Because the two of the most notable
names. We buy a championship. We go and get the playoff MVP.
But that's the problem, though. We always buy it. I think Jerry was theirs that they drafted. Probably. I know Kobe was. Kareem wasn't theirs. Somebody else I just said. What did I just thought about? Yeah, Kobe wasn't. Technically, Kobe was because y'all drafted and y'all had him the whole time. So y'all had Kobe. I think y'all had Jerry, Magic. Y'all really, maybe one or two other people, maybe. But y'all are more pillagers. Shaq, Kareem, for damn sure y'all was pillaging big men. Because Orlando and Milwaukee damn sure would like to say something about the two big men that they gave up.
Right. Hey, hold on right quick. I'll be right back.
Okay. But they definitely have a thing with that.
You get 18 if you gonna keep starting from scratch every few years.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely can't do that. But that's just one of the things. Let's see. Because I know the automated thing should pick this up. But I'm telling you, what's next for y'all?
Man, what's next? I don't know who would be a good fit.
Y'all alienated two of your players. Well, you alienated one of your shooters for sure.
Dalton Knecht,
yes.
You probably gonna have to move him around, you know. And honestly, you could name a bunch of names, but then you gotta wonder who would wanna come to LA. Because a lot of when you look at the generation coming up after the LeBron era and all that, they just kind of wanna stay put.
Possibly. I know one thing. I know that I don't think that you'd be able to facilitate a move for any of the Celtics. And the way that Cleveland is going, I don't think that you would be able to facilitate a move for anybody in Cleveland.
You know what? Honestly, I think eventually that Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown thing gonna split.
If that decides to split, I don't think
potential for one of them to come to LA.
See, that's the problem, though. I don't think one of them will come to LA. I think Jaylen Brown would be more of a I'm going to Houston type person.
Houston.
That's a young team with a lot of upside where he can be a leader and he can help them win. Tonight, we're going to see tomorrow, we're going to see make or break if they do Golden State in them. Because Fred Van Fleet been balling. I give him that last four games, 24, 25 plus points a game, last few nights. He's been balling his ass off. He has been that dude for him. Yeah. But I don't see who would really want to go there. That's like a bad. Y'all got Luka, Giannis, maybe, but LeBron would have to go. That's why I say he had to go. I think that you just need LeBron to leave and you need Giannis to sign. Because I think Giannis's contract is done. Either that or he has 1 year left. Let's see. While we waiting, let's see.
We running out of the area. People moving around. But people that actually like to jump around. They getting old and they ain't jumping around as much no more. I just feel like the younger cats, they don't really like to want to team up and do all this. So, next 5 years, it's going to be hard to just try to switch people up and stuff.
So, let's kind of switch gears with that one since Rob is back. Do you think, Rob, that if Giannis, if LeBron was to leave and Giannis was to go to LA, how good could that potentially make the Lakers with Giannis and Luka?
Let's see. We got to build up this team. Because, like, Giannis and Luka together would be deadly. That would be deadly. That's a hell of a pick and roll. Because, I mean, Luka, I don't know how great Luka is in pick and roll, but, like, yeah, like it would be crazy with that one, because you got to basically worry about the shooter that Luka is, and like he just and then how great defensively Giannis is, like he could be that rim protector, also basically be that perimeter guy. Like shit, yeah, that would be.
If he come off the pick and roll too, that's dangerous.
Yeah, so that I would love to see that, to be real.
Because he has a player option right now.
I don't think they got, unless they say LeBron is gonna go to the Bucks. Mm-hmm. I don't see them, and even then, like I don't think the Bucks will want that. The Bucks is gonna want a king's ransom, and that's kind of where like I'm thinking with this power rank is like these are teams that can give up some level of a king's ransom, like. They should. That's like the Shohei Ohtani trade. It's like you need to want a lot for this player because of like Giannis is what, 30?
30.
Yeah, like you want the player that's in his prime that is championship, MVP, defensive player of the year, all these accolades. You've been the best player on your franchise's history. Like he surpasses Kareem because of how much he did within the Bucks uniform. Like you gotta want a lot for him. Like, there's no choice. And you ain't gonna have Dame for a year. So you need something that basically your team is gonna have that they could be like, oh, cool. And Dame is older. Like, Dame is gonna come off of Achilles and be much older. Like, he's, for all intents and purposes, done.
It'd be interesting to see if Giannis even pick up his option.
So what it's saying right here is that Giannis isn't an unrestricted, well, he's not a free agent until 27-28. But what people are speculating is that Giannis will look to get moved. I think he's going to want to get moved. Dame isn't healthy. But even though Dame said that he's not willing to go out like this, I've seen a few trades. One that I saw that was very interesting, it was Giannis to San Antonio. Because I marked these down, and I'm going to throw these by y'all before we get into where he could maybe want to trade from. It was Giannis to San Antonio. The Bucks would get Zion, Keldon Johnson, 2025 first-round pick, a 2027 first-round pick, and a 2029 first-round pick. The Pelicans would get Devin Vassell, Jeremy Sochan, Pat Connington, a 2027 first-round pick, and then the Spurs would get Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I saw, now this one was kind of intriguing, and I don't know how I feel about this because I've talked shit about this person a lot. It was Giannis to Philly. They'd give up regular season urine, Gabe Paul George, Jared McCain, a 2025 first, a 2028 first, a 2029 pick swap with the Clippers, and a 2030 first for the Sixers to get Giannis. A lot of picks there. Paul George and Jared McCain, which Jared McCain has been balling. He balled out this
season. And niggas really still think highly of Paul George. And I think that's a trade that would have worked.
I'm going to say this. I wouldn't do it because I feel like they gave me a broken toy and an upcoming upcoming toy that could be really good and then a bunch of possibles and say, we want Giannis. I don't think I could ever do that.
No.
That would be another one. Now, this one puts Toronto back in the picture. Giannis to Toronto, but the Bucks get a hell of a haul. Scottie Barnes, RJ Barrett, Grady Dick, 2027 first, 2029 first, 2031 first. That's an all top one protected. A 2028 pick swap, a 2030 pick swap. and all of that for Giannis and Kyle Kuzma.
That would be good, actually. I think the Bucks will actually take that one.
You get back Scottie Barnes. He's been hooping. He's been hooping. He's developing very good. RJ Barrett, Grady Dick, a lot of picks. That's kind of the move with these picks. Now, this is one. Giannis to Houston. Now, this requires Houston. Yeah, this requires Houston to give up a lot of their young talent, and it involves a third team. They would have to give up Amen Thompson, Jalen Green, Cam Whitmore, Donovan Clingan, a 2025 first, 2027, 2029 first, and then give up a 2028 and 30 Milwaukee swap rights extinguished. And then the Rockets would get Giannis, Jeremy Grant, Trailblazers would get Sengun, Jock Landale. That's just a couple of them that I saw that people are talking about. But we here at Bruh Meagles Podcast have a power ranking of where we think Giannis might go. And at number five, who do we got right?
So this one's going to be an absolute long shot and one that I don't think is going to absolutely happen because of how petty owners had been the first go around when this kind of shit was going on. And that is the Miami Heat. Because if y'all remember how the Dame trade happened, reason why the Dame trade happened where Dame went to the Bucks instead of the Heat, even though Dame wanted to go to the Heat, is because Portland said, fuck you, and really fuck you. and kept the fuck yous going. And so, like, yeah, they sent Dame's ass to Milwaukee for a worse haul than probably what they would have got from the Heat. And basically, they, you know, gave up on Drew Holiday, sent his ass to Boston, where he then won the championship. Yep. But no, like, with the Heat, basically, if they can basically give up two guys that we're going to kind of talk about a little later, Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, along with maybe some picks, which now they got picks going on, like, it might work out where basically they can get Giannis for that kind of haul, because at least you get all defensive player in Bam Adebayo. You get all-star, sixth man of the year, Tyler Hero. And then, so you got some room to work for the future. And Tyler Hero is a hometown kid. So, like, you get a lot back for, or not hometown, but near hometown. But, like, you get a lot back where basically you can say, like, So, that's my number five.
So, here's how I feel about that. Pat Riley would want to make this trade. I don't know if he's going to give up both of them. He damn sure going to want to give up one of them.
Yeah. I think he's going to have to give up both, though. I think to entice them enough, you're going to have to give up both.
Do you think that shit could work, Biscuit?
I think it could. Hear me out. All
right.
Now, Pat Riley, you know, he gonna have his mind made up. And I think getting rid of, and not both, I say maybe one, you know, get him over there with one of them and he prefer, you know me, I'm not a bad fan. No, you can get rid of his ass. Boom. And then have Tyler Hero jump back down to the number two spot. Because I think him as a number one is wild. So when you put Tyler Hero at the number two spot, you know, I think that could be a formidable duo that's asleep.
I think that maybe could work. I don't know. But this next one that's up here that Rob has, I am highly questionable about. And that at number four is the Jazz. Let me tell you why I'm highly questionable about. What the fuck are they going to give up to get to get Giannis?
So many picks, and probably Walter Kessler. Like, it's going to be a lot of just like, hey, I'm going to load y'all up with lottery tickets. Because nobody's really coming to Milwaukee unless they forced to be traded. They're like, dang. Like,
but how many fucking lottery tickets these niggas got?
I think every. Like, I think they still got a gang of picks. Even though I said this shit, I'm pretty sure they got, like, a lot of picks. Let me look up Jazz draft picks. But no, I think they got, like, a bunch that they can give up to basically go at and give to a future team, like a Giannis. So, like, this year, they got two firsts. They got two firsts next year. They got two firsts the following year. They got a first. Yeah, so, like, they got a bunch of picks. So, like, they got their own pick, and they got Minnesota's pick this year. They got next year, they got their own.
Gobert trade.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, they have the room to basically give up, and they got, like, a bunch of just, like, ancillary shit Like they got a Lakers pick from 2027, which is 1 through 4 protected. And then yeah, like next year theirs is 1 through 8 protected if else goes to the Oklahoma City. But yeah, no, and then they got some pick swap. Like they got a bunch of like assets that they could give up. Plus they got Walter Kessler. They got, you know, like old boy George from them. Like they got some pieces of it. Cody Williams, I think, is another name that I know about.
My
but, yeah.
One problem with that is the talent that's about to come out of college with Cooper Flagg being this year in one of the less talented drafts, but people like I'm looking at the future, like the Boozer Twins. I'm looking at people like possibly if Gilbert Arena's son bounced back from this. I'm looking at Melo's son in a way. I'm looking at a lot of these cats that may pan out really well in college.
See?
No, I know, but
James to be the better James son.
There you
see?
Go.
See, what am I saying here? I'm saying that you got hope in this draft. And then you can basically trade that hope for Giannis. I'm just saying, like, you got, because let's spitball it here. Let's say they basically get Cooper Flagg as the number one overall pick in the draft. Then you could basically push that for the Bucks to basically get Giannis. And then give them some other picks where they can get Bryce James, where they can get Kion Anthony, where they basically can get so much more than basically just not having Giannis. That's what I'm saying here, man. Like, they could basically put themselves in a much better position with a much younger core for the long stretch of time. See, here I am being a genius.
Are we trading hope for Giannis, Jarvis? Are we trading hope for Giannis?
Trade hope. Hope ain't getting me 2 buckets. You know, they ain't really? Getting me up. They ain't getting me no points on the board. Good look. Also, you have to think about it. Giannis ain't gonna want to go nowhere that's ass. You know, he ain't gonna want to go nowhere where he gave up the whole team just so he can go there.
Oh no. Well, yes. But I mean, but that's what it's going to have to be. It's not going to be. Milwaukee
can't
give. He's going to want
to go somewhere that's a semi-contender where he could probably put him over the top.
But then he can't go anywhere because Milwaukee's got to get something back. Milwaukee can't come home empty-handed. They're going to work with Giannis, but they're not going to basically sacrifice for Giannis. I think that's got to be the case. Like, it got to be that level of perspective for Giannis because I understand what he's talking about because it was the same thing what they were talking about with Dame. When he wanted to go to the Heat, it was like, hey, I want to go play with Bam. But everybody kept saying, Bam got to go, even though I think Bam couldn't have got traded or whatever. But like, because of his pick and whatever. But like, it's the fact of the matter of you're going to have to give up something because the Bucks are going to have to come back with something. So they're not going to come back with nothing. They only could come back with hope.
True. Right.
I guess that they could trade for hope. Now, number 3, the Spurs. I feel like this one could maybe possibly happen.
Exactly.
If the Bucks are willing to rebuild.
Look, if the Spurs basically say, especially with Pop leaving, we need to get something stable in here to have championship pedigree and to be something at our cornerstone. I'm not saying Wemby cannot be that. Please do not get me wrong when I say Wemby cannot be that. But Wemby is young. You don't know how long this is going to last with him. And you can basically say, we can get somebody in here that's a little bit more stable. You saw how basically they were, I at least saw like when they were playing against each other. I mean, Wemby's giving him the business, but Giannis also giving him the business too, giving Wemby the business. But that have basically Wemby possibly being traded for him? Like, there's a possibility of that. I would at least think trade Wemby. Because I don't think for a player like Giannis, who has been the cornerstone of the franchise for that city, for that team, you gotta give him something. And like I said, we gotta give him hope. So unless you're gonna say, all right, we're gonna give you Stephen Castle, we're gonna give you Darian Fox, or we're gonna give you some combination of whatever.
No. Hold on. I gotta cut you off.
Go ahead.
I say we trade every one of the motherfuckers in the middle. And some picks because I ain't giving up Fox. I just got him. Okay. I just got the point guard. And then I'm telling Chris Paul's old ass to retire.
I think he's gone.
I need you to retire. And I'll trade. I'm willing to go out there and say if they'll take Castle, Johnson, and Solchan or Champagne and some picks. I load them up with picks after them three. And they're going to give me Giannis, and my lineup can be De'Aaron Fox, Wimby, and Giannis.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
I'm winning at least 60 games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I should win at least 60 games.
But
steer it.
But what if
they chose violence? That's what he
did. Oh, I always do. You know me. But no, I know my
city.
Go ahead.
Let me make one thing. I know my city, right? They are loyal, especially to their Spurs players. The Spurs trade Wimby. Probably gonna be riots in the streets or something.
But for Giannis, though, think about it.
You understand?
Think about it. Because what if the Bucks are like, we need something true and we need something that basically is gonna be here for people to come watch? Are they gonna watch Stephen Castle? Are they gonna watch Devin Vassell? I can't even say his fucking name right. Are they gonna basically are they willing to basically say, I'm willing to take these and the possibility of hope down the road? I could take that big motherfucking unicorn you got right there. Like, that's what's look, it's gonna possibly turn into that. Now they might just be like, all right, we'll be reasonable and we'll just only take the whatever else you can give me. Or we could take that big ass unicorn right over there.
Do you see how they treated Kawhi for the longest? They gonna turn on the Spurs up front of
me. I don't know.
Look,
but I mean, I like the lineup, you know, Nate put together. I was like, that could work.
I do too. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think that's possible because if I'm a trade hope, it's gonna be all of them picks. I'll pull out the Santa sack of picks if I can go ahead and hand them to you with them three and say, hey, let me get him because I don't see Wimby. See, it's the analogy is this: Giannis is like a Ferrari. Except he's way more reliable. The problem is, in 5 years, whenever this Ferrari retire, if that other guy turns into a Ferrari, then we all gonna look at this shit and be like, but we gave up a Ferrari.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Because we could win right now. If they never win a championship, it's gonna be like, well, we gave up another Ferrari for this Ferrari, and this Ferrari's going bad now. And we could have had the other one. Because Wimby's like what, 19, 20?
Yeah.
Let's say 5 years high production Giannis, he's still 25.
Yeah, sure.
That's at least another 10 years on him.
Mm-hmm.
At least he's healthy.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying that it can't happen and you can't basically have the trade package you're talking about. But I think they're gonna be like, I really want that unicorn. They're gonna be at the claw machine of trade, the trade claw machine, like, I'm going to put all my coins in to get that fucking unicorn.
Whoa. Now, look, Spurs, if you're willing to try to swindle them, you can hire me for a day. I'll take $10,000, $20,000, try to work that deal with you. Because I ain't letting Wimby go. But I'm damn sure now I'm going to swindle the Bucks, all right? And I ain't never really like shit in Milwaukee anyway. You know, all they do is make cheese and shit. So it don't really matter to me.
Cream City.
I'll swindle a bitch for you, you know? Come on, man. Oh, yeah, I'll pull a rug, wool over their eyes, push them niggas down the stairs, be like, go ahead and give me that. I'm going to get this done. Now, the next one, Space City, the Rockets getting Giannis. The only reason I don't think it's going to happen is because Ime Udoka said the other day, I do not want to give up my young talent that I've worked hard to develop in something that's homegrown versus something from the outside to be bought in him. Now, usually, I'm kind of with him. And I'm partially the way with him. But none of them niggas could probably be Giannis one-on-one that he got right now. Just got to figure out who going to stay and who going to go.
I'm like the Kevin Gates clip. Like, I feel you, big bruh, but I can't get with your message. Like, I can't. Alfred Sengun, prepare to learn cream, buddy. Like, Jalen Green, some of y'all motherfuckers gonna have to play rock, paper, scissors to figure out what the fuck we gonna about to do. I'm not gonna lie.
He would be my first motherfucker, though. And I was talking to my homeboy, Chris. Shout out to Chris, because I know he watches the show. Me and him was talking about, will we let go of Jalen Williams? And I told him, I said, bro, he's so up and down.
Jalen Green.
Jalen Green. If they told me that they was gonna give me a superstar in him, I'd be looking at him like, your time might be up, but
Not in 2025. Maybe 2020, something like that. Like when, but, whenever but they win that championship.
Shout out to Fred Van Fleet. He been balling the past four games. 24, 25 plus for them. That had, him and Sengun have gotten them over. Now, I'm not going to lie. What you just said about Sengun, Sengun's stock is going up in this playoffs right now. Him, I'm in Thompson because I know him and Asura. Asura is the one in Detroit. Right. But those two and Sengun, they're going up. Their value's going up.
Yes.
And it's like, ooh, look at those young guys right there. Could I get them for my team? How good can they be? It's a lot of upside to the talent in Houston right now. Jalen Green's that one guy I'm like, if he could just put it together and learn how to score consistently, I'd be really afraid.
Yeah, he
has all the stuff there. But like my homeboy said, he said, man, I want to give him to the trading deadline next year. If he ain't got it, move him.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things, though, because it's all right there. I just need you to put it together, bro. You put it together, you a bad man. Houston could maybe have a star. If Houston develops a star with that lineup that they got right now and they keep it together, we're going to be talking about them for the next few years, playoff bound, shaking it up. They're going, if they can keep that together, they're going to contend with that Thunder team. Because they just need the offensive weapon. They don't have a Shai Gilgeous yet. They don't have him. And if they get a Shai Gilgeous, watch out. That's going to be a bad team to deal with. Mm-hmm. But I think I can maybe, I just don't know. You're going to have to give up a pretty penny. The ransom is pretty for Giannis. The ransom is going to have to be very pretty. If y'all could pick, I'm going to start with you first, Visky. Who are you taking from the Rockets? If you're the Bucks, who are you taking from the Rockets if you want Giannis?
Who am I taking from the Rockets? I mean, like, of course, y'all didn't really like. I would have had to put Fred VanVleet in my deal. It's just from what I've been seeing on season. That's just me. That's the one guy I feel like I have to be in my deal. Especially with how Dame looking, you know, I feel like you need somebody in that position.
I could maybe see that. If you looking to replace Dame in Milwaukee, somebody who could score, I could maybe see that. Mm-hmm. What about you, Rob? You think it's just a single?
I would go with Jalen Green. I need a scorer I need somebody to basically give the great, like, to rifle the grave of Michael Redd and Ray Allen. Is like, here's this guard that's basically everybody's going to come to see. That, you know, like, yeah, man, I want somebody that I can basically say, hey, here's what we have here. Because, I mean, I'll have Bobby Portis however long I have him, Brooke Lopez. I'll have an inside presence that I can basically contend with. And I could go out probably get something. Because I was thinking like Amen Thompson too, you know, something like that. But no, Sengun, Amen Thompson, Jalen Green. And then we fill out from there. Like I at least want one or two of them and then going from there.
Now, quick question. Are either one of y'all trading Kyle Kuzma? Because personally, I'm moving Kuzma.
I might just trade him to the Nether Realm or something like that. Like, look, that'd be the third team in there, like the Nether Realm. Like, man, you could do that
to the Nether Realm. No.
like one other person I forgot to mention that would be on my list just so I can get another big man. Go ahead on, give me Steve Nash.
You take Steve Nash.
Go ahead on, put him on. Yeah,
give me Steve. Give me the Pirate.
Yeah. I can see that working.
That's true.
Giannis and Kuzma for Adams and Van Fleet on my.
That could maybe work. Now, even though Rob says that this list is unbiased,
completely,
I see the Warriors, who happen to be Rob's team, as his number one pick for where he'd like to see Giannis land. Mm-hmm. Rob, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna let you explain yourself how you figure that the Warriors could manage to outswindle everybody else and get Giannis.
Picture this. You have a man that basically just got to the Warriors, a man that basically is one of the big members on this team, and being able to use that sword against your sworn enemy. I'm talking about getting Jimmy Butler and basically having him to use against the Heat. Having that petty-ass motherfucker on your squad to basically go against them. I really just came up with that in a minute, but a minute ago. But like, really, I would say having Jonathan Kuminga, having B-Pod, having like some of the guys that they have to go along with whatever, you know, draft picks that, you know, you can basically pull into there or have bring in a third team or whatever. Like having that level of talent that basically you could say will go into the Bucks and be something that people will want to see. I'm just thinking that having Giannis, especially because it's been rumored that Giannis is going to go there this whole time anyway, just actually follow through with it and just make it happen. And so this is, like I said, completely unbiased. The power rankings and this and Broad Migos podcast, completely unbiased, the Warriors being on top. I'm just saying that would basically be the best team for Giannis to go to, because then he can basically be, if say Draymond doesn't want to play after this year, you know, you can have Steph and Giannis in the pick and roll. You can basically have that just go for the next forever. Give you know, Steph's ankles stem cells that they need, and then basically just keep on rolling, baby. Like, I'm just saying, like, this is something that would need for the NBA, for the country to basically happen. I mean, I'm just saying, like, this is, like I said, completely unbiased. Don't ask about bias. Don't ever put bias's name in your mouth when it comes to this. And so, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, that would be better than the Rockets, better than the Heat, better than the Jazz. I'm just saying, better than the Spurs. It'd just be with so much better for Giannis to go to the Warriors. I'm just putting it out there.
Vinsky, do you believe that this is unbiased by him with wanting Giannis to go in the state, and could you see that possibly happen?
Yeah, don't lie. Just say no.
It's got to be the most biased statement I've heard.
What? I'm biased.
I hope y'all get the return of Zsa Zsa Pachulia before y'all get Giannis.
Shut your mouth. That is mean.
Let me tell y'all gonna get Zsa Zsa back before Giannis. Come on, man. Y'all, so you think y'all gonna have Steph, Draymond, Giannis,
That's what you want to see. Yeah. It's gonna happen. It's gonna work. We got some talent. You can put in Moses Moody, you know, into that trade. You can, you know, whatever you want to basically put in there, dog. But yeah,
go to the Bucks gonna head to Draymond, so
that's fine. He can go.
He gonna have to come. Yeah.
Sounds good.
How was that gonna work? When Jimmy and Draymond come into LA for LeBron? Tell me that.
We can figure this thing out. Like, we can work this out. Like, we can work this out. Mm-hmm. Trust me, we can figure this whole thing out. This ain't nothing but a word problem, dog. Like, we can make this. We can make some shape.
LeBron will be the perfect fit for your Warriors.
I think I actually would love to see that.
I'd rather him stink up your team than.
That's how you feel about him, man.
He said, I'm gonna pass the buck to you before I want
it. I'm gonna give that evil to you. Put that evil on you.
Listen, bro. You play the wing, man. Take them. Take one for the team.
I will, actually.
That's a horrible one, right? That's a horrible one, right?
Hey, look. I mean, we saw how it went in the Olympics. I would do it. I would take that. I would take that for the team.
That would still be interesting to see. But the way LeBron play now, if you ever notice how he's playing right now, he's just throwing up threes. He's just jacking them up. Like, what are you doing? Like, he just doing heat checks all day.
Yeah, he does need to get back to playing in the rim. Maybe the body's giving out a little bit. You never know. But yeah. I could possibly see this. I could possibly see Giannis going there. But if Giannis was to go there, that whole trade is gonna have to. I think he's gonna have to involve Kuminga, because Kuminga hasn't been playing. Wants to play. Yeah, so Kuminga's gonna have to go. That's gonna be a weird trade. There might be some financing of the future going on right there, and maybe some shenanigans and whatnot to make that one happen. But I can maybe see it.
Let's hope traffic, baby.
Yeah. Now, before we move away from the NBA, we here at Bramigos Podcast feel like we have to tell y'all that we feel that Bam and Tyler Hero are officially cheeks, dog. We just got to go ahead and say it. I'm gonna go ahead and booty say it first. Cheeks. I booty feel butt, like they call them big cheeks like the ass of a stripper, bro. Just this is where we can win. This has not worked out. It worked out one game against Jimmy. One game. And then it has not been the best since that. And it looks so bad now. And look, whenever Rob brought this up, me and Rob have literally been stewing on this topic for months and months. And we've said, okay, can we call a mask? Rob said, well, they might make the playoffs and make a run even without Jimmy. And I was like, I don't know, Rob. No Jimmy. No this. They don't have really a star. And then they get blown out by 54 in the exit game four.
54?
Sun up to sundown ass whoop.
That's a shame. 54.
And this is one of those moments where if hindsight was 2020, I think you might have traded Tyler, not barring the fact that Dame had got hurt. I think you might have traded him right now for Dame. Mm-hmm. You might have said at least a healthy Dame can go get 30, 40, make this super competitive. He can play pick and roll with Bam and stuff. And we might have gotten some sort of wing back or anything like that. But
right.
I don't know. They didn't care because they don't have nobody they can keep up the money. They don't have that type of player.
That is true.
But is it just morale? Because this is how I look at them too. They put them on the list of they're coming up, right? I look at them like this. I thought Bam was going to take the next step because he played with Team USA. Everybody always said you take the step with Team USA. People get better defensively and stuff like that, which Devin Booker showed better defensive presence and whatnot. But what did we get out of Bam? I don't see much progress.
Say because he was.
Yeah. See, but
maybe that's what it is.
It's the reason you being light. I mean, it's just got my biggest thing has been because like Nate said, we've been thinking about this for months. And the reason why it's been for months is because for months and even years, it's been the Heat needs to give Jimmy help. And these two motherfuckers been on the roster basically the whole time as people are like, they need to get him help. And it's like, I'm thinking to myself, aren't these two niggas supposed to be the help? Like, if you basically are like pulling up, you know, like putting a couch up the steps and you got two able-bodied big motherfuckers being like, hey, man, help me. And these ones are like, I don't know, like you need to get somebody else to help you. You out here screaming for help. And these two niggas are just standing there. It got to get to a point where it's like, are you two niggas worth a damn? Because the thing about it is, yes, Bam is a multiple-time All-Star, multiple-time All-Defensive player. Tyler Hero, former Sixth Man of the Year, All-Star, scored like 24 points a game this year. But they got the doors blown the fuck off of them against the Cavaliers. And it's got to get to a point where we just got to be like, y'all ain't it. Because we've asked, did we front-load Tyler Hero?
He reached his storm ceiling. I mean,
yeah.
And we see what type of what he is for what he is, and that's all he gonna be. It's not bad. I mean, it's not a bad player. I'm not saying that, but what we seen, that's who he is. No more.
But is it good? And that's the real thing about it. It's like people wanted to play with Bam. Dame wanted to play with Bam. All these people want to play with Bam. But Bam has not done shit. And when I mean done shit in the team game, where in a sport where you're more judged by that kind of shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. He did go get Asia Wilson. Kudos to you, buddy. But like but as far as everything else though, it's like he's gotta get to a point where he's like, okay, we either gotta call these niggas cheeks or call these niggas good. Or say how good they actually are. But when you basically had these two niggas standing up to Jimmy Butler, you were still screaming for help. That's got to mean something. Sooner or later, you got to bring definitions to motherfuckers like that.
Can I throw the elephant in the room that the trade that I didn't mention and the player that took a big step this year? Remember they wanted to trade Tyler for James Harden?
Yeah.
Okay. What big man took a huge step because of James Harden this year?
Zubac.
There we go. Do we not know if maybe Bam takes a bigger step with James Harden running point? Like Zubac took a huge step. And now we missed the window. We fucked the trade. We can't do it. He's locked in. Kawhi loves him. Kawhi don't want him to go nowhere.
Right.
Kawhi is like, I'm playing. James is playing. How much does that look bad now? Because Zubac has been playing out his mind.
Zubac Shakur.
Zubac Shakur. He has been going crazy. And now I look at it and I'm like, would Bam have taken them steps if he had James Harden?
Maybe.
I think it takes the right player to bring the right things. So it could be.
Yeah. And something to keep in mind, they had Kyle Lowry at the time that basically that trade stuff was happening. Oh, no. I think once they got Kyle Lowry after that. Either way, it would have took a step, especially when you got somebody with the talent of James Harden. Being with that team, it was like, you had to let this motherfucker go. Because, yeah, he was – Tyler Hero was a centerpiece for the James Harden trade, the Giannis trade, I think, the Dame trade. Like, all these people, the Kevin Durant's, like, they did a disservice by not trading this nigga. Honestly. They saw this motherfucker meme mug in the bubble and was like, that's our dude. That's our guy. It's like, no, you should have basically let that seed rot on to somebody else's farm and grow. And take some crops that basically been proven.
So I'm going to throw these numbers at you guys. Last year, they had Paul George in Clipperland. Bog only had 11 points. He averaged right at 9 rebounds, okay? And he was averaging roughly 26 minutes, okay? Paul George leaves. James Harden is still there. Zubac goes from 11.7 to 16.8 points, 12.6 rebounds, 2.7 assists, 1.1 blocks, which he's averaged about a block. He's still at 62% field goal. He played 80 games this year with them, which I think he did have a minor injury last year. But he took a huge step forward in helping support the team this year. Paul George gone. James Harden is at the helm. Can we not say that James Harden still would have been playing majority minutes in Miami if you give him the chance, and him and Bam are there, and let's say maybe Bam becomes a 20, 22-point scorer a game, maybe yes. A little more?
Yeah, we got a better playmaker. You know, that definitely helps everybody around you. James Harden is that better playmaker.
James Harden, as much as we talk about James Harden for his offense, he is a hell of an assist man.
Yes.
He makes you way better, and I'm going to just point this out. Bam took a step back this year, went from 19 to 18. No Jimmy? Why did we go backwards? You played more games, you dropped a point. And then on top of dropping the point, your field goal percentage dropped below 50 for the first time in your career.
Mm-hmm.
You went a little bit backwards in rebounds, not by much. You've never really been a superior shot blocker. You're not averaging a whole one. You're still around 4 assists. We didn't go forward. And we playing the exact same amount of minutes as we did last year. So I don't know. Maybe that's what Bam really needed. He maybe needed that facilitator in a Dame or James Harden that people are afraid of versus Tyler Hero. Because I'm going to be honest with you, though. I watched Tyler Hero play a good bit this year. It's moments where he gets hot and you like, ooh, he might be dangerous. And then it's moments where he's out there and you're like, let him shoot. He with us. And that's just what it is. And as much as people may not want to admit to it, in the ass whooping that they took, he only had 4 points in 31 minutes and had a 10 field goal percentage.
10.
That's it. 10. That's it. He didn't even make 10 points. He had 4 points in 31 minutes.
See, that's bad. You can't be doing that.
Not at all. Not in a closeout game. Not where you basically had to save your season.
Well, granted.
Yeah, they flew them out. They was out there because they had to be. That's what it was.
And that was the wrong thing to do because the first game they lost by 21. The second game you lose by 9. The third game, we begin the doors getting blown off. You lost by 37. And then you go out and then lose by 54.
Got worse and worse.
That was just a horrible one. That was horrible. Now, as we switch gears from NBA to NFL, we got to ask ourselves, could Travis Hunter's gamble work saying that he wants to play both sides of the ball or he'll go away from this? Jarvis, Do you think him saying this could work against him or against the team? What do you think?
Not to see what happened to Shedeur saying. NFL presents itself as you are not bigger than the team. He go out there and say what he want to. He's going to be where they put his ass. Wherever they put it, that's where he's going to be. Oh, you know that they going to tell you they got somebody to take your spot. He play them games he want to. He's going to be playing end of guard, sitting on the end of the bench guard in the water cooler. That's what he's going to be playing. Shit, I want to play both sides. You ain't be on. Come on,
bro. You think that he can work out playing both sides of the ball in the NFL?
So I'm looking at Travis Hunter's measurements. He's 6'1", 185. He could probably bulk up to 200. He might have a growth spurt. He's 22, might get a little bigger. But no fucking way he should be playing on both sides of the ball, for real. The one thing I've heard about and thought about, you know, in the time that basically he was doing this, is that in the NFL, you have multiple meetings with, you know, your different groups. So you have your wide receivers meet, running backs meet, quarterbacks, whatever. Defensive backs, linebackers, all of these people have these separate meetings. You're going to go to two separate meetings because not only do you have to basically worry about how to defend a AJ Brown or Michael Pittman Jr. or Brian Thomas Jr., Tyreek Hill. Now you also have to basically say, like, how do you play a Denzel Ward, a Trayvon Diggs, a Derek Stingley Jr. Like, you basically have to do all that shit. And it's like, there's not enough dude in you to do that. Yes, you're going to be a professional. You don't have to go to class anymore. But why would you put your body through that for one paycheck? Why would you do all that? It shouldn't work. Maybe, I know we talked about, and everybody and their mom talked about, okay, full-time cornerback. Maybe a few plays on offense. Fine. That can work. But it shouldn't be to where it's going to be full time. He is not. I'm with you, Jarvis. He is not going to play full time. There is no way that motherfucker is going to play full time in both positions.
The playbook of the size of an NFL playbook in both sides. Like,
and having to learn basically everything you're going to play on defense, what you're going to be playing on offense. Like, it's no point of it. It's really not. Like, he had the body to do that in college because he's playing against a bunch of people that aren't going to be playing in this league. Now he's going to basically be playing a league that, yeah, it ain't going to work.
With you on the tip, Ryan, how you going to learn how to play the beast on both sides?
Yeah.
Come on, now you got a beast on both sides of the ball. You trying to play all of them? Come on.
So, I'm going to say this. If you look on ESPN and other places like NFL.com, Jacksonville has him listed as wide receiver. Okay, so do we think that Jacksonville has already convinced him to be a wide receiver and say, hey, we're going to throw you out there at cornerback sometimes, but we need you more on offense, which I could actually see because they kind of have Gabe Davis, they have Cameron Camper, they have Dynamy Brown, who they picked up from Washington. Could you see them saying, look, we need you here on offense, and we're willing to put you along with Brian Thomas Jr. Shout out LSU. You know,
go Tigers.
Could we see them saying, hey, we need you all hands on deck on offense, and we'll throw you out here sometimes on defense to help cover people? Could that be what it is right now? Or where are we seeing them play him? Because if they're going to play him mostly on offense, I'm cool with it. So, what do you guys think? We pushing Travis more offense, Travis more defense? Which one?
I would put on defense. I think he's going to measure out better on defense. I mean, people said, like, okay, he's probably going to make more money on offense. I've always heard him being more of an elite corner than an elite wide receiver. So, I'd rather him go at his better position and do that full time, especially because it's like, if I can basically have it on, because I already got Brian Thomas on offense. He's a great broad receiver. He's a true number one. I don't need a Travis Hunter to be there as my other wide receiver. If anything, I need a running back. That's probably what they should have got. They should have got Ashton Jeanty if they was going to stay at five. But, like, I need you to basically go cover Nico Collins. I need you to stop Nico Collins. I don't need you to basically go get past whoever it, or Derek Stingley Jr. I need you to basically go stop Nico Collins, because that motherfucker is going to kill us all game. He's going to get 175 yards. I need him to get 40. That's what I need you to do. Don't worry about anything else except for stopping motherfuckers like him. And I can't really think of anybody else is in the NFC with AFC South. That's why I just said Nico Collins. But I'm just saying, I need you to go stop their best receiver. I don't need you to basically be a great receiver. I need you to be an elite.
I think he will work better than wide receiver. I'm on the other end of the spectrum.
Okay.
From what I've seen, maybe I didn't see the right games, but from what I've seen of his college career, I liked what he did on the offensive side a little bit better. I feel like it would translate better to the NFL. From what I've seen in college, I don't see him going up against no Jamar Chase. I don't see him going up against no CeeDee Lamb. I don't see him, you know, doing any of that. Rashee Rice, feel like don't burn. I don't see him being able to go toe-to-toe with the top elite. Justin Jefferson, come on, man. I think it's going to turn out.
Justin Jefferson killing him. That's fine. But I get you. I get what you're going with. I get what you're saying, though. I'm picking up what you're putting there. Like, I'm here for you. I don't know. It's just,
are you here for it? Because I said Justin Jefferson. That's why.
Don't strike a nerve. I won't get nerve.
There you go. I'm kind of with Visky on this one, and only because I think Jacksonville needs as much offense as possible right now.
Okay.
This is their test. We didn't pay this motherfucker $275 million. That's fine.
It's simple. You know what? That's true.
He need to figure this out. And I'm going to give him as many tools right now to figure this out. Now, if he can't figure this out, I'm going to bring somebody else in and see if they can figure this out. Because to me, Brian Thomas is a stud. Okay? He can go out there and catch the ball. You're putting somebody else across from him. They can go catch the ball. I'm fine with it. At this point, this is going to be on your quarter. Look, Jacksonville fans, I hate to tell y'all, but Trevor Lawrence, I'm going to call him Old Sunshine. Old Sunshine here need to figure this out for y'all. Because I'll be goddamn for all this money y'all paid him if he don't figure this out. And then the fact that y'all gave him this money and he had won like 8 games. Like,
he ain't gonna cut it. He gonna cut it.
He had one run and they said, hey, bro, we're gonna pay you. And I remember telling Rob this. Whenever I saw $275 million, I say, Rob, did that say $275 million? And Rob said, yes, he did.
Damn, thanks.
And I said, are we talking $275 million? American dollars or 275 million pesos? And Rob said, nah, I'm pretty sure that they say USD. And I was like, USDA from North America or South America? And he said, I'm pretty sure it was North America price. And I was like, all right, I'm just making sure that we all on the same page where this currency came from. You know that it was gold from Fort Knox that was valued to give him 200. Gotcha. I couldn't believe it, because I don't believe, as of right now, being 29th in yards and 30th in touchdowns and 16th in QBR should have got you $275 million.
I mean, pretty privileged. That's really all I can really say. You got that hair is flowing. It's just like, it just basically just, It blinded them, their walls. Plus, we got to think about it. We wrestling fans, who is the family that's owning these motherfuckers? Look at what happened is with that other wrestling organization that's out there. They're not the best people that organize things and put money where it should be. So this is just par for the course.
It's going to come back to bite them. They're going to realize it's wasted a whole lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't done it with Okada.
You're correct.
Good old
O'Connor. I'm just saying, Paul. I saw there's a quote from about Paul London basically talking about that man being a waste of money, and I was like, I'm not saying no, not saying yes, not saying no.
Saying no. Exactly. I don't know what they're doing with them over there.
I don't know. But I know one thing. Trevor Lawrence, you better figure this out this season. If he's playing wide receiver, you have another weapon. It's time to figure this out. You need to be 275 million reasons why you're getting 275 million single $1 bills deposited into your account.
We
talking at least 10-11 wins. At least 10-11 wins. This should be feasible whenever you got a rookie QB, you got a set of people over there in Indianapolis that they don't know what the hell they want to do, and your only real competition is Houston. So you have to figure this out. Now, before we get down to the end of our show, which this is our final topic, we have to let y'all know that we here at Brum Eagles Podcast sometimes think things in WWE can be cursed. Just is what it is. And Rob has brought to our attention, and he has a hard-hitting question, and we're going to give our take, and we want some of y'all to give y'all a take. We asked the hard-hitting question of, is Roman Reigns' veneers cursed?
We at Brum Eagles Podcast are investigative journalists here. That's why I had to put on my investigative journalism glasses that are causing the glare that is kind of distracting. But guys, we really need to talk about and really get down to the nitty-gritty of, are Roman Reigns' veneers cursed? And I think that we really need to go back into the 2020 time machine and go back to when, during the pandemic, this man came back with Roman as Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman and in his quest to be the tribal chief. And we really need to ask, why would he think that? What changed about him to where he now thinks that he needs to have this coveted position within his family? And we need to look at not outward, but inward. Because think about it. When this man's teeth changed up from one year or one time period to the next, his mindset changed. And now you have a man that is actively beating down his family, beating down everyone that's around him, acting with psychotic behavior that basically makes people want to bow down and have to acknowledge him. Why would you do such a thing? Okay. If I just get my Brian Windhorst, why would he do that? You know? And that's got to be it. It's the teeth, man. Because those things, I've heard stories about them grinding down your teeth and getting them. And it's like, now you have something in your mouth. Maybe he got them off of, like, think about it. We've seen movies like Child Play, Idle Hands, or something like that. What if he got those veneers from a man that basically was like a psychotic killer? And maybe that's what that changed the mind of Roman Reigns. It's filtered the mind and hurt the mind of a once suffering succotash saying, motherfucker. Like, we really have to really deep dive and think about, how could this be? Why would this be? And it got the only answer I can really come up with is his mandible. And it's not a claw that's coming out at this. It's just a really brazen reality that Roman Reigns' teeth might be the cause of the destruction of Daniel Bryan, Edge, other people. I can't remember their names. But like, all these people that have been smashed and run amok. And just basically, shit, Jey Uso many times. Also, many people that basically, Braun Strowman. Yeah. Now that motherfucker's gone. He wouldn't be gone if Roman Reigns didn't have those veneers in his mouth. I'm just speculating, people. And you can basically draw your own conclusions and do your own research. But we need to really ask the question.
I never forget that night he turned around to the king and looked at me with that Steve Harvey smile. I was like, he was just showing up. Just because.
Just like that line, just like Steve Harvey's line, fake and fictitious. But you know what's real? The evil that man has done to this world. And those teeth have taken a bite out of this once sacred sport.
Well, teeth, man.
I rest my goddamn case.
So Jarvis, are you on board with the evil teeth of Roman Reigns?
You know, the facts that have been presented today, I must say, seemed pretty convincing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way they were lined up right after
I like teeth.
Line them all up, knock them down like this. Hey, come on now. Cause when you gotta show them like that, like everybody don't can't tell, you don't have to constantly be, you don't have to constantly be like
this. What is this guy talking
that's
about?
Evil within itself. That's evil within itself. Come on.
Telling man. You. See? See, Nate, what do you think? Like, are you on the side of righteousness?
Look, I'ma say it does look like those teeth may have a little bit of evil.
I'm just saying.
Maybe they need to be exercised. I don't know. But I will say this. He does need to see something about this. And I don't know if he notices that people notice about his teeth.
We gotta just ask the questions. We ain't gonna get nowhere if we don't. Closed mouth don't get fed.
And the teeth may be from Turkey. Because you know a lot of these people are going over to Turkey to get their teeth done.
And what is Turkey sometimes? I don't know. I don't want to get political.
Well, we could say Turkey is, you know, the evil cousin of chicken. You know, we love chicken.
But That's even better.
Even kudos.
But hey, it could be what it is. And these people are going over here for all kind of shit now.
That's true.
I just saw a guy get his hairline done. In Turkey. Granted, in 6 months, this is probably the most... Stephen A. Smith, the guy who went and got his hairline done, you might need to hook up with him, because I swear for Jesus, though, this boy, hair in 6 months after he didn't heal, you couldn't even tell. You couldn't even tell, though. I was like, damn. And then, I know you got the money, Stephen A. Smith, because he said he paid $4,200. That's Trump change. Just sign $100 million.
Stephen A. look like every time he's going back, he's edging up. He's like, I'm going to
go
ahead. I'm waiting for him to start wearing a hat for 6 months, and then he's going to come back, and I'm going to be like, you went and got that hairline done. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I just need to take a brief vacation. Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, because sure.
Come back like LeBron. LeBron had
the headband hiding his for hiding, and then all of a sudden he popped back out hairline with that. I was like, wait a minute.
I hear guys.
Like, did we have a horseshoe in your head? Like,
what in the goddamn Scooby Doo mysteries is going on around here? You done came back with this hairline now, but hey, it could be evil veneers, though. Now, with that being said, we don't want to hold y'all too long, because you know we've been in y'all here all night. Remember, Bramigos Podcast. You can find us all over. Like we say all the time, you can look up in the sky and you might see us, okay? Just flying by. Facebook, we're on Blue Sky, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok. Yeah, because Trump, you know, he had to unban that baby. You know, he made sure for at the beginning of the year we were straight, okay? And we're on so many of your audio platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, iHeart. Just come through, give us a listen, be entertained, sit back. Yep, Pandora, sit back. Just enjoy some time with your boys right here.
Let it roll. Let's see.
Just hit the play.
Ride out. Get the sunroof down, everything.
Yep. Just let it ride out. We're grateful to go ahead and come to y'all with this episode today. And as of right now, Denver is up by 11 on the Clippers at halftime. But look like they put together one of them Denver runs, though. So we're going to see how this... How this pans out, hopefully, you know,
let's by the end of Clip this show.
Yeah, that would be crazy if the Clippers come back and win this.
I just want really my bracket. I want my bracket to stay perfect.
Yeah.
Rob is running a perfect bracket right now.
Who among us is still perfect out here?
He has a point right now. He is running the perfect bracket right now. It may be that. But we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. What you guys want to say before we go ahead and get up out of here?
Good night, Canada. Good night, Taylor Swift. I want to give some flowers right now to something that ain't really... It's pretty cool to me, and I like it. So they got it's something called 1001 Album Generator that basically it generates an album every day for basically anyone to listen to. So like if you have Apple Music, if you have Spotify, whatever... Whatever you listen to, basically it brings up a random album that you can listen to and, you know, have a part of your day. And so 1001albumsgenerator.com, basically you go in, sign up, and you can listen to an album. So I'm on like day like 30, like 34. My album is an album by the Zombies. It has Time of the Season on. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But like, it's been cool, like, because I've basically been listening to a lot of albums that I wouldn't have thought about before. Janis Joplin. I listened to Listen Without Prejudice by George Michael and loved it. Like, it's been really cool to, like, if for anybody that's wanting to discover more music and basically become more of a music head, you know, it's a really cool thing to do. So if you got time to do it, I would say go ahead, do it. Like I said, album a day, 1001 albums generator. Go ahead, check it out. Donate to him because, you know, it is a cool thing that he's bringing to cool people like us. So
what about you, Visky?
I want to say to anybody out there that's from San Antonio, the locals, happy Fiesta. You know, we are one of the Fiesta here in San Antonio. Go get your chicken on the sticks, your turkey legs. I will have to say, unpopular opinion, this year I had something that trumped the chicken on the stick. The steak on the stick. The line was short. Everybody was lined up for the chicken on the stick. Steak on the stick outdid it. That is my new go-to for a Fiesta every year. So y'all enjoy the rest of it. Check us out next year. And that's it, baby. Go get your medal.
Yeah. With that being said, we're out of here. Peace.